Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This is halftime of the show on a Friday night. Some of you, we're moving right into Saturday morning. And I'm going to help you get through the next 2 hours. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you want to see your loan options, if you want to adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, Rocket can help you do that. A big shout out to Super Producer Stu Kovacs, and thank you to everybody who's participated in the first half of the show. I got some good news for you if you're a fan of the Dodgers. Looks like they're staying alive. They just took a 7-2 lead over the Atlanta Braves. It's the top of the seventh. We know the Braves have come through with the bats. They can put up 5 runs late. But the Dodgers, looks like they might have some things. You can listen to the show. Shout outs to everybody listening on the free radio.com app. Folks listening on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates across North America. People listening on CBSSportsRadio.com. When you're in your house with your fancy speaker, you can simply call it. Call that robot, whatever you call it. I'm not going to call one now because it may actually answer. And just say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. We started off the show, the first half, a lot of football, a lot of NFL. We looked at the big matchup between Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers that we're going to have this upcoming Sunday afternoon. We talked about another matchup that should be rather intriguing, at least for the Browns fans, to see if they can hang with the Steelers. The Browns are 4-1, the Steelers are 4-0, and the Browns, is it even appropriate to say they need to get over the hump? I think they'll make the playoffs this year. I really believe that they will. I believe they'll get in as a wild card team. Do I think they're now one of the top teams in the AFC? Hell no. If I have my choice as to who I'm going to pick, I mean, man, at this point, maybe I'd put them on par with maybe the Bills. And the difference is, the Bills have a quarterback right now at the start of the season. They got a quarterback in Josh Allen who's playing at an MVP level. He needs some help around him. And meanwhile, you got Baker Mayfield. I mean, they're running the offense through the running game. And so let's see what the Browns can do. I would not be surprised if they beat the Steelers on Sunday. I would still favor the Steelers. So if you want to throw some money down or whatever the case may be, I'm betting on the Steelers. But even if the Browns win, I'm not convinced all of a sudden that they're world beaters. I'm not convinced now all of a sudden that, oh, man, the rest of the division needs to watch out. This is the same team that got smashed against the Ravens. So I just wanted to put some finality on that situation. Now, having said that, as it's Friday night, moving into Saturday morning, I also have to be realistic in COVID issues just taking a hold on football, and not just the NFL. But this week, we've also seen it take a hold of college athletics. The NFL, it's like day to day, week to week. You cannot go a day. It doesn't matter if it's a staffer at a facility. It doesn't matter if it's an individual player like the Atlanta Falcons that they had to deal with closing their facility on Thursday. It doesn't matter if it's 2 weeks ago with Cam Newton or if it's the Titans. The Colts had four false positives today. As of right now, they should still take on the Bengals on Sunday. The Patriots had an offensive lineman test positive. They had to cancel their practice today, and you just got Cam Newton back. So they're supposed to take on the Broncos. So there's just so much in the air about this season. I mentioned earlier on in the show, I honestly believe that we're going to have a team that doesn't get a chance to play all 16. That there are not going to be any more bye weeks left for the NFL to try to reschedule games. We're going to get to a point in this season where you simply run out of time and you're going to have to look at, like, division win percentages. You're going to have to say, oh, well, this team won 70% and you won 68, so sorry, you can't play. Or maybe, obviously, it'll be a little bit lower than that. We'll have some bum teams that will barely get in, so it'll probably be closer to 500, especially for the NFL to expand the playoffs so they can make more money. I can't blame them. That's the name of the game. It is a business. That's why everybody is playing through COVID. And it's no different than college athletics. I mean, damn. If you're asking me, to be honest, this doesn't even feel like a real college football season. There's a couple of aspects here. I can't necessarily walk down the block, whether I'm in New York or whether I'm in Atlanta, and feel that it's a Saturday afternoon and not see, like, bars packed out. People wearing the team colors, just folks walking around. I mean, we have seen some SEC stadiums that have probably been more packed than they should be. And it looks like folks are going to have to pay the price for that. But the atmosphere surrounding the college football season ain't there. If you're asking me, I mean, I'm not this. Where's the Pac-12? It ain't here yet. Where's the Big Ten? Ain't here yet. We got to wait. And these are supposed to be conferences that are going to play 8 and 7 games. And then we're going to have a college football playoff. And I thought Major League Baseball, and it's nice right now that we're boiling it down to the Final Four. I thought the 2 months that we had in Major League Baseball was a complete joke. Every time I read MVP, I'm just like, oh my God, over 2 months? For a sport that's traditionally recognized as a marathon. Something that takes months, 162 games. We're going to look at 2 months, and I get it. You got to hand out these awards, but MVP is Cy Young? Okay, I get it, but ugh. If we would have had another 4 months to the season, this guy may have sucked. Maybe not like Freddie Freeman. I mean, guy's amazing. He's consistent. I'm glad that people are finally paying attention to Freddie Freeman in a national scale. But you want to talk about a joke. This college football season has been tricky. And now the biggest coach, the biggest name, Nick Saban, you find out that he tests positive for COVID earlier this week. And we had to go a few days trying to figure out whether or not he would even be on the sidelines when the Bulldogs take on Alabama. Kirby Smart, I mean, he hasn't beat Alabama, and who knows if he'll have an opportunity to do it with Nick Saban on the other side of the field. Nick Saban did not test positive today for COVID. There is a possibility that he might be on the sidelines tomorrow. He has to test negative for 3 consecutive days. We don't know if that will be the case tomorrow. We don't know if that will be the case at any point in the day. Alabama, obviously, 3-0. The Bulldogs got a defense that's stifling everybody. And I'm not sure if we're even going to see Saban out there. He's not going to be allowed to just communicate from far away to the team. He's not going to be able to do that. He was rather upset about it. I mean, earlier this week, and we don't know, he tested negative today. Let's see if he tests negative tomorrow. But earlier this week, he described his condition.
At this point, I'm completely asymptomatic, feel fine. Our medical officials have told me as long as I remain asymptomatic, I will have a daily PCR testing per SEC protocol to confirm the initial positive.
Okay. He didn't feel anything, but he was still testing positive until today. And he said up until now, or earlier this week, he said this is how he handled communication with the team.
In light of the fact that any coach could test positive, we try to have a protocol in place for, you know, if we lost a coach, especially one in a leadership position, who would, you know, step in for them. Obviously, Sark has been a head coach before. I'm not sure exactly how this is going to play out in terms of when the game comes, you know, whether I can have communication with people or not. So we'll have to research and sort of figure that one out. I watched practice today. I had the manager had a phone. If I wanted to play repeated, I said, repeat that play. So-and-so messed up. So, you know, I didn't leave the country or anything. I'm just right down the street, and we have this technology. So it's really unique.
Yeah, well, we're going to see whether he's going to be right down the street tomorrow night. Whether he's out on the field or not, I think there's some simple directives here if you're Alabama. A, don't go out there and give up another 48 points. And on the other side of things, just hand the football over to Najee Harris. At the same time, the Bulldogs, they've been stifling everybody that have tried to run against them. And this is probably the first matchup of the college football season, and I'm saying, okay, I'm going to go ahead and check this out. And by the way, you can watch it on CBS, so make sure that you tune in. But Alabama isn't the only team. It's not the only squad that has had issues. I mean, just recently, to start earlier this year, and, you know, there were issues in Colorado, and I feel like Virginia Tech just had just delays in Houston. I mean, the University of Florida had more than 20 members test positive for COVID. Come on. Vanderbilt, they had to postpone. Ole Miss, they're fighting their own outbreak. But as of right now, I still believe that they're going to take on Arkansas. This college football season, if you thought the NFL was slapstick, trying to go week to week, if you thought Major League Baseball was a sham, just going 2 months, it was impossible to do an NHL, impossible to do an NBA-style bubble. And here we are, just going conference to conference. It doesn't matter if it's ACC or SEC or Big Ten or 12 or Pac-12. It doesn't matter. When it's time to pick the four teams for the college football playoff, I'd hate to be somebody on a selection committee. I'd hate to be somebody just picking a team. I think your best bet should just say, okay, let's throw Clemson in there. Let's throw Alabama in there, unless they keep giving up almost 50 points a game. And let's just see what the hell happens with Ohio State and maybe somebody else out west. And even then, is it realistic to think, especially if you think about some of the COVID surges here in the country, is it realistic to think that, yes, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 are going to be able to go out there and give you your 7 and 8 games? And then that one of these teams is going to get plugged into the college football playoff? This is what everybody asked for. This is what folks wanted. They wanted the opportunity to play, but will you have the opportunity to win? Will you have the opportunity to be satisfied? 7 games in 7 weeks? 8 games in 8 weeks? How's that going to look? Based on what we've seen already, based on what we're seeing now, it ain't going to be nothing but a disaster. So I'll tell you this much. Alabama taking on Georgia, I'm going to watch. I want to see, A, if Saban is going to be out there. I want to see, B, if for once in recent memory, recent history, Georgia can go out there and knock off Alabama. I want to see what Najee Harris does against that defense. And I'm going to enjoy this matchup because everything else is basically week to week. I don't have all that much faith that this season, by the time we get to whatever the final four squads or teams are going to be for the college football playoff, that I won't be able to look at the season and go, well, it wasn't all that fair. Didn't feel like a college football season. It didn't feel like a Saturday afternoon where I could grab a beer and then just watch a game from 12 until 8 at night. A couple of beers. You know, to be honest, I think they're playing football, but ultimately I feel like COVID just killed the fun in this season. I want to ask Super Producer Stu, what are your thoughts on this college football that we've seen so far?
Yeah, it's absolutely different. I mean, when you don't have the Big Ten and the Pac-12, it's a totally different experience because like half or almost half of the country, they aren't playing games. So, I mean, for me especially, I watched a little last week, but I mean, in a typical year, I'm there that first week, that, you know, that last Saturday in August, I'm watching all the games. This year it's been different. I'm not going to lie. It's definitely been a totally different experience for me this year, and I have been into it. I'll watch Georgia-Alabama tomorrow, no doubt. I mean, that's a great game. But overall, it's definitely been watch less by me, I think, in part a lot because of the pandemic.
Yeah, there's a huge adjustment. It just feels like there's a lot missing. And so, yeah, I will watch Alabama versus Georgia tomorrow night on CBS. You know, I'm here in Georgia. I will watch Clemson take on Tech, and Clemson will probably wipe the floor with Georgia Tech, unfortunately. But every other week, is this college football season to me just feels empty. Like I said, the games are being played, but it feels like COVID killed the fun of this college football season. I want to take your calls when we come back. 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on the football that's being played? What are your thoughts on some of the teams that are missing? Does this football season, does this college football year feel different to you? They're playing the games, but with all of the health issues and the protocols and the distractions there and the positive tests, I feel like COVID killed the fun of it. The phone lines are open. I'm going to come back with your calls. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Georgia, the Bulldogs, they take on Alabama. Both teams are 3-0. Nick Saban, who knows, he might be on the sidelines. He might not be after his positive COVID test earlier this week. We have to see if he tests negative again. He has to test negative for 3 consecutive days in a 24-hour span, 24 hours apart, rather. Let's see if he's on the sidelines. But outside of the fact of Georgia taking on Alabama, to me, to a certain degree, with the cancellations and the postponements, this time with Florida. Like the Gators and LSU, they'll be postponed. And, you know, there was actually talk and conversation of letting more people into the stands, into the stadium, and then boom, here you have an outbreak. The irony. And we can have the games and I could sit down and watch them, but the atmosphere just is so different this year for college football. There's conferences that still aren't playing, and when they play, it's going to be like you blink and you'll miss it. I'm not even all that confident based on what we've seen with the postponements that an aggressive schedule of 8 games in 8 weeks or 7 games in 7 weeks is actually going to come to fruition. I can watch some of these games. I can enjoy them. But it feels like COVID has killed some of the fun of college football this year. And then by the time we get to the college football playoff, I mean, damn, outside of Alabama and Clemson, who will just no doubt probably make it in, like, who else do you put in there? How many games is it going to take for things to be legit? The phone lines are open to you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you feel that COVID has killed the fun here in a college football season? Do you feel that there's just been just so many distractions, so many postponements, delays, cancellations, positive tests, government fights, conference fights, governors being involved? This just seems just even more dramatic than the return of the professional sports. Call me up. Our number, 855-212-4CBS, it's sponsored by Geico. And if you want to know what's really scary as we get closer to Halloween, it's seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It will keep you up at night. So, switch to Geico and save. Harry is calling up from Portland. Harry, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, my man. I enjoy your show, and thank you for taking my call. As a Miami Hurricane fan, I can assure you that the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat is still alive. We got our ass kicked against Clemson, and I don't care what kind of circumstance that we're in. We got it whooped. So we're looking forward to playing Pittsburgh in the next game. And if something happens where we don't play the next game, then we'll wait until the game's played. So I kind of disagree with you a little bit. It really depends on, whether your team is the win shield or whether they're the bug. And so, my team was the bug last week. The meaning is still there. What I also want to say is that you got to give credit to the players who are wanting to play and the quality of play that you've seen, both from the NFL and from the kids, where there is no fans. I think it's been outstanding. I'll hang up and listen to you.
All right. Thank you, Harry, for calling up from Portland. I'm fine with that. I don't think there's anything to agree or disagree with. You know, it's you can be into it or you cannot. You know, this feels piecemeal to me. And yeah, kudos to the players that are out there. Listen, they wanted their opportunity to play. They got their opportunity to play. At the same time, a lot of what we could have and should have and would have expected with the postponements and cancellations and delays, that's right there as well. You know, if I would have told you back in August and said, are we going to have games? Are we not going to have games? Oh, well, we know the SEC is going to try to play. They're going to play their games. Well, Nick Saban tested positive. I mean, there are no surprises here at all. Zero. But the way everything is just slapped together here, it's just like I'll watch it, but not into it the same way. Seth is calling up from Georgia. Seth, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How are you, sir?
I'm terrific. What's on your mind, Seth?
Nothing much, man. I listen to your show all the time, driving home from work. I run a restaurant in downtown Atlanta, and I appreciate everything you do, and I respect everything you do. But just listening to you, I feel like, you know, for many months, I was just hoping for any kind of sport to come around. And I know I'm not the only one. Like, there were so many things that we were wishing or hoping for with this whole pandemic and COVID thing. But, you know, now that we have it, I think we should grasp it and take advantage of it and enjoy it and look at it in a positive way. I mean, obviously, there are going to be mistakes and some things may happen. But, you know, I just feel that we should grasp it as sports fans and say, you know what, the fact that we have sports, which can increase people's jobs, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, even radio or sports radio people, you guys wouldn't have anything to talk about if we didn't have sports, you know, going around. So I think that we should grasp it as a whole and be thankful that we do have these sports, regardless of some of the mistakes that are happening. And, you know, I know the NBA did a great job with it, but maybe college football or pro football are not doing as good of a job. But the fact that people still have work and jobs and can create finances for their families.
Sure.
I'm sorry, Seth.
No, but it's not even a matter of mistakes that are happening. What's happening and what's going on, these are risks, and these are things that folks kind of predicted and knew about. So I don't want to call them mistakes. And I agree with everything that just came out of your mouth. You literally, and I don't know, I know you're listening here to me at night right now. You run a restaurant. I don't know how early you get up. You literally took the words out of my mouth from my CBS Sports Minute that ran yesterday morning and ran yesterday. I literally said we should appreciate every single minute of sports that we have. Months ago, there was no certainty that we would have any sports, and that we should appreciate the athletes who play, the folks who are out there running around. So I agree with you. Now, having said that, you know, that doesn't change my opinion on feeling that there are important and major pieces that are missing, that have lessened the typical and normal excitement that I would have. Because ultimately, it doesn't matter if it's Major League Baseball. It doesn't matter if it's right now with college. Just everything ultimately seems incomplete. That doesn't matter. That doesn't mean there's no appreciation for it. It just feels not full.
Well, I agree, sir.
Well, I got something else. This is more important. You got a restaurant in downtown Atlanta. You know, I need you to send me food here in my Midtown studio, okay?
I will absolutely do so.
Okay, Seth, shoot me a holler. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, sir, for taking my call. You have a good evening.
You as well. Thank you, Seth, for calling up from Georgia. I want to continue to take your phone calls. Yeah, I'm appreciative. I'm happy I got something to watch. Happy I got something to talk about. But I would rather talk about the legit matchup between Georgia and Alabama, whether or not Georgia is actually going to beat them, as opposed to, you know, is Nick Saban going to be on the sidelines? You know, these are the realities. I appreciate everything that's on. I mean, shoot, last night we had on Bob Arum. He's giving us a free fight on Saturday. I'm going to watch that, too. I'm not looking a gift horse in the mouth for nothing. Doesn't take away from the fact that it feels incomplete. I'm going to continue to take your phone calls, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Before we went to break, I was taking your calls. I'm going to take your calls in a second, too, right now. We were talking about the college football season. Big matchup tomorrow night. Two undefeated teams, both 3-0. Georgia and Alabama. You got Georgia's defense, you got Alabama's offense and that running game and the quarterback, and you know it, but then the biggest story of the game, which unfortunately is the biggest story, is whether or not Nick Saban is going to be out there coaching. He tested positive for COVID earlier this week. Nick Saban is 68 years old. Okay, he was asymptomatic, and in order for him to be cleared to get back on the sidelines, he needs 3 consecutive days of negative tests, 24-hour intervals. And the last day would come tomorrow. We don't know if he's going to be on the sidelines coaching. We don't know if Kirby Smart will have that opportunity to finally beat Nick Saban here against Alabama. Now, having said that, when you think about the Gators and LSU not playing, if you think about some of the earlier situations earlier this year, it's just, it's crazy. All of the conferences aren't even playing yet. Like when the Pac-12 gets things together and it's just like, boom, give us 7 games ASAP. Is that even going to be possible? Maybe they'll have better luck, but I doubt it. And so for me, this season feels incomplete. Like, I'm going to watch, but it's just a totally different vibe. Like, 2020 is a totally different vibe. What are your thoughts on the college football season? Are you into it? Are you not into it? Does it feel different? What are your thoughts? 855-212-4CBS. We got BJ. BJ's calling up from Alabama. BJ, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, BJ. Go on ahead.
Here's what I was thinking. You know, I think one thing that kind of just makes it a little different is you got so many different teams, like you said, starting at different times. So it's not like everyone is, you know, starting the same. So it just kind of throws off, you know, everybody kind of being collectively in the hype. You missed the hype, the preseason hype, because you didn't know whether you were going to have it. What, you know, are we going to get to play? So you miss out on the hype session of it, you know, a little bit too. And one thing even on top of that, there's really and truly probably no more than 8 teams that you really think about it that actually really even have a shot to win at all.
Correct.
So that's kind of taking the sting out of it as well. Where in the NFL, I mean, you never know. A couple teams get hot. You could have a Giants get in there at 8-7, and all of a sudden they run the table. Where in college football, you're not going to have that. You know?
Yeah, nah, we know that. Well, that's what makes me think. We're supposed to figure out 4 teams here for a college football playoff. Half of the big conferences still ain't playing right now. The Big Ten, they won't get going until about next week. But the reality is, I already know what 2 teams are going to get plugged in there. And the Pac-12, the Big Ten, they're already behind a proverbial 8 ball. They're playing less games. They're starting their season later. It's like I just want to throw my hands up in the air. Like, I'll watch, but it's just like it's like getting an incomplete grade and just passing a class, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, even if the Pac-12, say someone runs the table and goes 6-0, okay, is 6 games enough to put someone in over an SEC team with 1 loss?
It's that's why I said to a certain degree I would want to be in the room to see what they decide, but then on the other hand, I got no interest. BJ, thank you so much for calling from Alabama.
Have a good one.
You as well. Let's go to Detroit. Let's talk to Larry. Larry, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing?
I'm terrific.
In baseball, football, basketball, and boxing, you know, I've been pretty much following that for a long time now, since the 60s, you know. So it really kind of hurts me. But, you know, when I look at what these guys trying to do, you know, especially in basketball, you know, we went through that whole period without anyone testing positive, you know, for that corona. So maybe they need to get some tests from them. But anyway, a lot of experts were talking about that championship that the Lakers won, and most of them agreed, and a lot of the players agreed too, that was the most, even Rondo said, that was the hardest championship thing he ever went through. And LeBron said, and a lot of other people too, because it was 9 days away from their family, from their friends, and that's hard, you know, because I've been locked up before, you know, so I know how that is to be away from your family. So that's hard, you know, so I guess I'm saying them guys doing the best they can, and I'd rather see some sports as opposed to no sports at all. You know, so I just have to go along with their program.
Okay. Thank you, Larry, for calling up from Detroit. Let's go not too far. Let's go to Cleveland. Let's talk to Todd. Todd, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your feelings on the college football season so far? Go on ahead.
I'm going to answer the question, but I promise you, that dude locked up was miles, eons different than what they were locked up doing. Believe me, if the dudes could go to the joint and live the life that those dudes were living in the NBA, that everybody be going to the joint, okay? We clear on that?
Well, you don't have to be clear with me on that. Who are you telling? I think anybody with a brain would assume that an NBA player was not living in prison. So I don't know what you're asking me, but go ahead with your point, Todd.
Dude said, man, I've been locked up before, so I understand what they were going through. I just chuckled to myself. Moving forward, this year's football season is highly intriguing to me. It's adding to the entertainment of that which is college football for me. I do not wish ill on anybody, especially dudes trying to get themselves together so they can pursue a higher academic standing and go on to a professional life that is going to be very lucrative if they're able to do so. But with this extra factor of the Corona 19 virus in play, and guys don't really know for sure who's going to be ready to play or who's going to be able to play, whether they're sick or not, just because they tested, that makes it much more intriguing. And then you take in consideration teams like Ohio State and a handful of other teams that aren't even going to be able to play a full season and are going for sure, if they do well this season, to cry foul if they're not able to get into the bowl series. It just makes it more entertaining for me. So, nah, man, I'm with it. I'm totally with it. It's good. It's good cliffhanger entertainment to me.
Having said that,
Georgia, hold on, Todd.
I mean, you might find that entertaining, but I find the idea of a pandemic being an entertaining cliffhanger, I find that pretty awful. That's pretty disturbing.
The actual contracting of the virus is awful and disturbing, but the awkwardness of not knowing for sure who's going to be able to do it or not, and having to make sure that all the backups are running at full go, that makes it much more exciting.
We're going to have to take a different viewpoint on that one. I would not use the word awkward. I would use the word unfortunate, but I guess it's a matter of looking at a glass empty or a half full. I tend to look at the fact that we're in this situation right now here in 2020, not only with college football, but with all sports. I mean, it's unfortunate. That's the biggest word. I would prefer not to have quote-unquote cliffhangers as to, you know, is so-and-so going to play? You know, is Nick Saban going to coach because he contracted COVID? I mean, that ain't nothing fun. But I appreciate you, Todd.
It's truly unfortunate. And keep in mind, we've been at odds before, because I told you what was going to happen to the Ravens a few weeks ago when they played Kansas City.
Todd, we can be at odds, but I certainly don't. Out of all the people I talk to, I don't recall that. But if you said what you said is true, then God bless you. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Todd, for calling from Cleveland. I don't remember every single pick that everybody tells me what's gonna happen. Jim is calling up from Louisiana. Jim, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on this season?
Hey, JR. It's like bizarro world. I mean, you can watch some teams one week and you can't watch other teams other week. I mean, I don't get to watch LSU this week. I'm a Louisiana guy, so I don't get to watch LSU this week. And I can't go to the Tulane game. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen week to week. It's kind of disconcerting. I mean, but it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, what are we going to do? And thank you, Jim, for calling up from Louisiana. Like, you're talking about not being able to see LSU and the Gators. And how ironic is it? And I don't know, maybe ironic isn't the word, that you got Dan Mullen saying he wants to see just the swamp packed out. He wants to see 90,000 people in there. Of course, we all want to see it. But is that what you realistically want to happen? And then poof, here it goes. Of course. Of course, the game has to be canceled. Of course, it has to be delayed. With more than 20 people on the team testing positive for COVID. Like, that does not compute. That's the problem, and that's the issue now. That's why we should, yes, have an appreciation for the games that we do have and what we see. But for that same reason, that's why it's like incomplete. It's like getting that opening up that box that you paid for that just came in the mail, and you're putting something together and that one piece is missing. You're not satisfied. You're like, send it back. It's like taking an exam or taking a test in school, trying to pass a class, and then it's like, oh, incomplete. That's what this college football season feels like to me. I can appreciate certain elements, but overall, I'm like, eh. Joe is here from Cleveland. Joe, go on ahead.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. We're up against the break, Joe.
I'm thinking, yep, gotcha. I'll be quick. You know, one of the things that I think is really odd being in Big Ten country here is that it just really emphasizes the regionality of college football. Because here it's almost like it's not happening, you know, because we don't have the Big Ten going on. We don't have Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan playing every week. And, you know, you don't really necessarily realize how much every weekend those are the games that you look forward to watching, even when it's not your team involved. You know, you watch the other teams in your conference. And it just kind of emphasizes how the NFL is king because it is, you know, the national brand of football that we all follow. Not that I don't watch the other conferences, but I think that it's really strange. It's almost like it's not college football season here at all because we haven't gotten to watch our teams yet.
Yeah, well, I understand that completely, Joe. Let's see what happens next week. Let's see if the Big 12 can go ahead and get those eight games taken care of. Thank you, Joe, for calling up from Cleveland. Yeah, I guess it really does depend on where you're at, where you live, what you've been able to watch, what you're not able to watch. I want to take more of your calls when we come back. 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on this college football season? You interested? You not interested? We got a big game tomorrow night. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.